Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, guys, here we are. Last break of the day, and it's Friday. It is Friday. So, Steve, we have a call, and I just want to shout us out. Check it out.
All right. Good morning, Steve Harvey crew. I just want to make y'all feel it. This is 2026, and you guys are still motivating and still helping us. And Uncle Steve, I want to appreciate you. You give me the words every morning before I go to work. And even on your podcast, you know, I catch up with everything that I can. Hey, I love Junior. I love Nephew Tommy. Cheryl, I love everybody. So I just want to say thank y'all, man. Y'all make every morning so comfortable and easy to get up to. After having a long week, long day, the next morning I just say that the Steve Harvey Morning Show. I appreciate you guys.
Baddest radio show in the land, baby. That's
you better good. Talk.
Yeah, it is, you know. And we are, you know, that's our mission. Great. To uplift, inspire, encourage, entertain. Mm. That's it.
After all.
Now, we'll try to inform you, you know, and we do the best we can, you know. Mm-hmm. I even said after the results of this election, I'm not asking nobody else to vote no more ever again. But I done changed my mind.
You didn't mean
that. Yeah. Begging y'all to go to the polls for these midterms again.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I think we learned a valuable lesson. We found out what happened when you don't go to the polls.
Right.
I don't know if we could have stopped that election last time because it's such a big widespread. You know, it's 5 million votes. So I don't know if we could have stopped that. And the hatred in that vote was so obvious. But, you know, we just keep doing what we're doing. The Bible says never cease from doing good. Never cease from doing good. You know how hard it is, man, to just keep doing good in the face of so much that's going wrong? Mm-hmm. That's hard, man. And you think that would be an automatic, just keep doing good, keep doing the right thing. But no, they had to write a scripture about it to remind us to not to cease, to keep doing good, even when it seems like it ain't paying off, it will. Keep doing good. Stay disciplined, y'all. Stay disciplined this year. Discipline is worth more than... Man, discipline is critical, man, because discipline... Discipline ain't got nothing to do with how you feel. You know how many times you say, I'm going to go to the gym today, I don't feel like it. And then you just say, okay, well, cool, I don't feel like it. No, but when you discipline, you go. You go when you don't want to. You go when the weather ain't right. You go when you don't feel up to it. You go because you said you was going to go. That's what discipline is. Stay disciplined, y'all. Stay the course. Keep the faith. Fight hard. Be encouraged, man. Don't ever give up. Got a lot of blessings coming your way if you don't give up. You know the thing about quitting? You ensure one thing, that it will never happen again. You ensure the one thing that you want, it'll never happen. That's the guarantee of quitting, that you will now ensure that the one thing you wanted will not happen. Why? Because I quit. I gave up. You got to hang in there, man. You got to stay with it. When it look bad, you got to stay with it. When you feel like it ain't going right, you got to stay with it. When you got some bad news concerning it, when you've been turned away, you got to stay with it. When somebody you thought would love the idea, you say no. I'm going to tell you, give you a prime example. I was in a meeting recently, and I had an idea, and I shared with a really important and powerful person. I shared the idea with them, and they shot it down so fast in front of my face and told me, well, our business doesn't have that problem, So you want me to pay you this much to solve a problem we don't have? And I was trying to explain to them, you do have this problem. And they said, no, we don't. Because look at me, I'm fine. That's like me saying, black people ain't got no problem because look at my life. What? Are you kidding me, dog? And that's another thing. I hope I don't lose track of where I'm going with this. I think I already have, but let me touch on this. I hate when a person tells me, I don't see why you complaining about the conditions in America. Look at your life. Wait a minute. First of all, we ain't really just talking about my life. I'm talking about the plight of my people, which are black people. That's who I'm fighting for. And secondly, if I told you what all I had to do to have this life versus some of my counters who I know have a better life and ain't done near as much, it would throw you into something. It would throw you into something. See, and I knew I was going to lose track of my thought because I had something else and I went there. So I said, Shirley, do you know where I was?
You were talking about discipline.
The discipline that's required to be successful, it requires everything you have. If you can be disciplined, it can get you there. Get you there. Hard work pays off. Discipline has a reward to it. Okay? Keep all that in mind this year, because God has some great stuff for you if you just don't give up. Don't give up, y'all, no matter how it looks. Hang in there. Hang in there, y'all. Steve Harvey Morning Show. God loves you, man, and he would love to hear from you today. Please talk to God today. Could be the most important conversation you... It will be the most important conversation you have today. Okay? All right. See y'all. Peace.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.